So, a fear arises in us. What do we do? How about first treating fear as a messenger rather than the message? As the guy holding the note rather than the piece of paper itself? Messenger, message, two different entities. Do you recall that saying, don't shoot the messenger? Well, what if, rather than avoiding our fears, we paid them the respect they're due as invaluable mail carriers? Not as random snipers out to do us harm, but as Federal Express delivery people. Do we respect the life of the messenger enough to let it do its job? To present us with a message that, when we look at it, tells us something of value that might even save our life. Or turns out to be smoke in the wind, or blarney, or a long-cherished lie that dissolves with the light of our inspection and maybe saves our life that way. I believe that all life energies need to be acknowledged and will clamor in some form or fashion for our attention if we're not in right relationship with them. As my husband Joe says, everything likes to have a job. In school, were you ever one of the ones that didn't get chosen for a sports team? Or did you ever find yourself outside of a clique that you fancied being part of? Or ever had a person, especially someone who said they loved you, who just cut you out of their lives? None of that feels good. It's my experience that we can't turn around and do those same things to our fears, because they are not faint of heart, and they will convey their message by hook or by crook, with either deep lifelong patience or sometimes no patience at all. Let them do the job they came to do. Fear is a messenger. The message is real or it's an illusion. You look and discern which. Don't take this culture's word for it, old fourth world thinking's word for it, or anyone's word for it. Don't take my word for it. And best of all, some of my most favorite contemporary teachers remind us to not even take our own thoughts as gospel. Inspect everything for yourself. Fear, when it arises within us, when it is respected and inspected, is an invaluable part of our fifth world radar as women, part of our sacred guidance system.